Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Yes, it is the Voice of the Cape, and it is Saturday Live, still in the entertainment section at 8:34, 2 minutes later. Yes, I have new guests in the studio here. We're speaking about comedy, so lekker lachabiki, yes, indeed. And to you and you and you, I say welcome. I'll introduce you now. And what is this all about? It's the PMC. They present Make Me Laugh, a comedy show filled with people we know and people we don't know as well. And, of course, we're going to get to know them. This is what this interview is about. And this is what I take it. This is what this comedy show is about, is to, yes, have the big names there too, but also have us who are starting out. And with our comedy, with our one-man shows or whatever. And so this is what it's all about. We're going to speak to Prince and also your name again?
Kwanda.
Kwanda.
And Eugene.
And Eugene, yes, indeed. We're missing, of course, the host who is Simba. I suppose he's still coming through. If he does, he just has to join us there. Right, we're going to go to Prince. And now, how do you pronounce your surname? Mbaya.
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 Yeah.
Mbaya.
Mbaya. Mbaya. Mbaya.
Mbaya. Like in lots. Mbaya.
Yeah, yes, Prince
indeed.
Mbaya.
Yes, indeed. Now, Prince Mbaya is the organizer of the show. Tell us about that. Being an organizer, what do you do? Besides the obvious, which is to organize. You put the show together, you keep the show together. What is it?
Basically, you said everything. I put the show together, I invite the comedians, and then I promote it. And yeah, that is what
so
it
Prince,
is.
So, Prince, the idea is then that you now go out and see who is going to be on the show, who you want to be on the show. Is that it?
You mean comedians?
Comedians, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Create the lineup and invite them. The ones that they're available, they come. Those ones, they're not available, they don't come.
Right, okay. Now, in the case of Make Me Laugh, a comedy show, in the case of Make Me Laugh, you've chosen people that we know and people that we don't know. What is the motivation there?
When you say people that we know and people that we don't know, meaning I invite established comedian and I invite upcoming comedian as well. So it's a mixture.
Like, yes. So basically, I get the feeling is the upliftment and getting to know the up-and-coming comedian as well. Eugene, are you a comedian?
I try to be a comedian when I'm on stage.
Lovely indeed, lovely indeed.
When I'm not on stage, I'm not a comedian. I'm a working man when I'm not on stage. Yeah, I've been doing comedy for about 7 years now. And it's hard work, yeah. Because it's not easy walking onto a stage, like, you know, and making people laugh that you've never met in your life before.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
It's nerve-wracking.
Eugene, Prince, and you, young man, I'll get your name right. I'll get your name right. Don't you worry.
Yeah, just put in the picture on the thing.
Which one? Which
this
one?
Guy.
There we go. There we go. And, yeah, I'm going to try it right now. Kwanda.
Yeah,
as simple
perfect.
As that, Kwanda.
Yeah, you're
it's close
Kwanda,
to Kwanda.
Kwanda. Kwanda. Kwanda. Kwanda, yes, Kwanda. 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 Now, obviously, Saturday Night Live, very relaxed program. We make people laugh. You know, our people love it and so. But, of course, they make one mistake. They think we're comedians. And we're not really comedians.
Radio hosts.
Yes. Yes, we're radio hosts making people laugh or smile also. But we're not really comedians. Just back to what Eugene said, it is not an easy job.
Yes.
Imagine standing there and no one laughs.
But Fadil,
that's happened before, yeah.
I think that if you think of it as, you know, just the fundamental mechanism behind it, it's actually the same. Because you have to be the master of ceremony. You have to be the MC. Everybody needs to be hanging on your word, and they are when you're the radio host. And that's why you can make that distinction there. Say, like, the comedy and the radio host, it's actually the same thing. You must be the master of ceremony. You must be the MC.
Absolutely. Well, look at that. A 62-year-old and still learning. We never stop learning, Kwanda. We never stop learning. What about you? Who is Kwanda?
So I've been doing comedy probably for about since 2016 probably. But I've always loved comedy, and I've always loved, I don't know, to try and say things that are profound. So that's the angle I kind of look at it from. I also work. I have a job. But comedy is like my extramural activity. You know, it's the one that gives back, because it's a lot of fun. As daunting as Eugene said it was, and it is.
Yes.
Standing in front of strangers and absolutely making laugh. But when you do, and everybody's just hanging on to your every word, and you're like, you know, it's like a sermon. And, you know, and they just agree with you at that point. When you won them over, they agree with you 100%, and you just take them with you. It's like a magic carpet ride.
Absolutely. Prince, why comedy?
It's something that started a long time since, back home, like in Congo. Yeah. So I was always making my friend laugh and all that. So, yeah, everything started there. And started that in church as well. I was doing some set in church, and yeah. And I never took it serious, so I took it serious.
Right, right. Now, normally in the case of comedy, the parents, of course, you know, they say, no ways, you're not going to make a living in comedy, Eugene.
That's true. I a good couple of years ago, wanted to be a comedian, and my dad said, no, you're not going to become a comedian. And I understand now why he said don't become a comedian, because I started doing comedy when I was 44. Can you believe it? 44, I started doing comedy. And played around with it, you know, was really just touching with the comedy. And then about 2 years ago, I decided, okay, I'm going to take this thing now. I'm going to walk with it now. So I'm doing my first one-man show in January. January, yeah. So I'm at that stage now where I want to go there. But I also understand why you say don't do comedy, because it's a lot of hard work for no money.
Right.
But you get to a stage where you get to a stage where you start earning money out of comedy.
Fair enough.
And I'm strongly on that stage where I'm the hard work.
Indeed.
Even that also, yeah, it's hard work. Yeah. Yeah.
But through difficulty to success. Kwanda?
I was just going to ask Eugene if it's his first one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my first one, man.
Yeah.
We need to promote it.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Kwanda, the mic is then pointed at you now this time around. A question that everyone asks, and so, where the heck do you get your material from? And how can you be sure that you're not touching someone else's work?
Touching someone else's work.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing, that touching someone else's work. A lot of comedians sometimes complain that somebody else has stolen my joke. I know I'm digressing a little bit. Mm. You know, there is no stealing your joke, really, because you're supposed to deliver your joke better than anybody else, because it's yours. But now, in terms of the material overlapping, we all have similar life experiences. And if your jokes are going to be coming from your life experience, then some things are going to overlap, you know?
Eugene, I want you to be a good boy and put that cell phone down. Thank you very much.
I'm not on the phone.
No. I can hear the fat on the table.
So, yeah. But where does material come from? I think it just comes from every day. Sometimes I can't sleep at night and it comes out. Sometimes I'll be playing FIFA and it'll just come out. Sometimes it's something that I giggle at, and then I work on it a little bit more.
Right, yeah. Right.
And also watching just content. So I'll sit on YouTube for hours just watching content, or watch a documentary. But it has to be content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're on stage, you have to make conversation.
Yeah. Correct.
And to make conversation, you have to have facts or
correct
just anecdotes. Yeah. But you have to be keeping things going. Segue.
Absolutely.
Ooh, punchline. Segue. Ooh, punchline. Kind
right,
of thing, yeah.
Right. Prince, what about the language barrier? Did you find anything like that, or are you good at it? You have good control of English?
Good. I struggle a bit, but yeah, because where I came from, we speak French and yet English, so it's not that easy from French to English. Mm. So meaning I need to think in English, my jokes must be in English, so I must make sure that my my jokes is making sense in English and all that. So there are many parameters I need to check before saying a joke.
So I see double trouble there then. And what about public participation? How much of that is part of your gig?
What did you say? I didn't get you?
Sorry. Polyvoul et Francais? No.
I speak French.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I speak French.
Crowd work.
Your crowd work. There we go. Crowd work. Yeah. How much of that do you do?
I'm still working on that. I'm not that 100% good on that. So it's a part that I'm still working on that. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Eugene, yourself. You say 7 years. I ask you too. Your crowd work, as Kwanda has said, your crowd work. I'm always fascinated, you know, when they are able to do that. When we, as the audience, become part of your comedy, you know, become part of your gene. How much of that is necessary? How much of that do you do?
Yeah, you have to do a lot of crowd work, and that comes with experience. You know, you can't bottle it up. Like you can't take. You can't go and fetch 12 years of experience or 7 years of experience of comedy and force it into yourself in 1 year. That comes with time, you see.
Right.
So then you learn, and there's no set recipe. Okay, this is the recipe. This is my. It's not like baking a cake.
Sure, but
where you throw all the stuff together and your cake comes out perfect every time. No.
Yes.
So it's a mixture of a whole lot of stuff that you got to come there on the day and say, okay, this is the vibe here today. That's set by the host, by the audience, you know, the type of people that are there, etc. So there's not one recipe for laughter with the people and crowd work and that you will have to figure out as you go along. You have to freestyle with that. Yeah.
Correct.
So it's
like DJing.
It's like DJing.
Yeah. It's like DJ, to you, Kwanda.
You
can't read your audience beforehand.
You can't really, it could be in Constantia, Eugene, right? And so you're expecting a certain mix of people, and then you get there, and it's not what you expected at all.
I'm going to agree to disagree. You can gauge where your audience is going and what to say when you get to the stage. Depending on what other acts have done before you.
What if you're first?
Like, you know, if you're first and then you just go on your instinct, like I said, with your experience. And that is why the guy with the least experience is usually pushed onto the stage first.
Eugene. You push him first, then you can learn.
He's the sacrificial lamb. Or she, like, you know, is just like so that we can see what this crowd is about.
Precisely.
That is what we do with it.
Yeah. Like, sacrifice you.
If I do a bit of MC work, I've got to be sure that, do I really know that these people listen to me? Do they really know me? So if I wanted to crack a joke that the two of us, something has happened here in the studio, will I get a response? You know, is more than 50% of my crowd, are they listeners of Voice of the Cape? I have to be assured of that, because otherwise I'm not going to get that response. That must
true.
Be awkward.
That's true, Fadil, but I also think that, I mean, it's also about your storytelling prowess, you know. So if you can set the whole setting and the whole plot of what happened at Voice of the Cape that day, then it doesn't matter whether it was Voice of the Cape or Metro, but you've set the story there.
True.
And then you'll capture the funny of that time.
Absolutely.
But it's a skill, you know. It's a real skill.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
So here we go. We've got them all together, Mr. Prince.
Yep.
And so mention some names then. We've mentioned Yersin Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Simba is your host. Now, where is Simba from?
From Zimbabwe.
He's from Zimbabwe. We've got a lovely mix, actually, in the show.
He's from Joburg, eh?
No, he stays in Johannesburg, but he's from...
But originally. So we got the French, and we got the Zims as well, and that makes all a good parcel for comedy, I think, you know. Yersin Barnes, and of course Eugene, I take it he's local?
I'm local, yes.
Lekker, man.
Local is
lekker. Yeah. Local is lekker. Yeah. And you, sir?
I'm from the Eastern Cape.
From the Eastern Cape. A lovely mix to make a lovely parcel of comedy.
But it's South African. What do you mean you're from Eastern Cape?
Yeah.
No, we're very...
It's not. It's actually a refugee. The Eastern Cape, yeah.
Gentlemen, back to the organizer then. And Prince, now you can tell us exactly where this takes place and contact numbers and so.
Okay, it's taking place here in Woodstock by 172 Victoria Road. The name of the shop is Continuum Coffee. It's just on the main road next to Capitec Bank, Woodstock.
172 Victoria or the lower main road?
No, just on the main road, yeah.
Just on the main road, yeah. It's on this very road, yeah.
Next to Capitec Bank.
Next to Capitec. Excellent, sir. And what time does it start? How do I get in?
Okay, the ticket's available at Web Tickets, or you can buy it at Pick and Pay. Yeah.
So Web Ticket and Pick and Pay.
Yeah.
And if I just rock up there, what happens?
I don't know. What's really going to happen, because if it's a sold out, so you can't come in. So it's better just to buy your ticket
before. Better to buy the ticket beforehand.
I did that so that I can control, I know how many people coming out, then I know. Because I don't want people just to come there. Let's say the venue is 50 people.
Yes.
Then 80 people come. So what am I going to do?
Excellent, sir. Yeah. What about a contact number?
My contact is like you need my cell number.
Please.
It's 074. 3291167.
Okay, so these are number that we have there.
No, I have only one number.
Just the one number. Yeah, okay.
74.
That's 074-329-1167.
Yeah.
If you need more information, you can contact Prince. But remember, booking has to be done beforehand, because a disappointment at the door is definitely a disappointment, because it's going to be a night of laughter. Gentlemen, I thank you again for coming. What a pleasure, of course.
Thank you for keeping us laughing here in the Cape.
Because this is one thing we like to do in Cape Town. Eugene will tell you, is we love to laugh. So once again, thank you, gentlemen. Keep well.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.